Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, there's a fantasy team. You don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year... Second class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bulldog, I did it. Cracklin cap hits.
All right.
The draft is next Wednesday night. Look out. Cracklin cap hits. Just, I don't know why I like it so much. It's a cereal, but cap hits? What are cap hits?
Still no room for pre-horse collar Grogan?
Nah. Too clunky. Yeah. Get your own teams. Scott Wheeler with us from The Athletic here on the West Her Hotline. This has been a long time for me. Bulldog maybe has had you on a couple times more recently, Scott. But looking forward to this. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, no sweat. Thanks for having me on, fellas. It's crunch time here.
Crunch time.
And you were just here, weren't you? We should have got you on while you were here, for crying out loud.
I was just in town for a long stay, too. I was there for 5 or 6 days for the combine.
Excited to talk to you about the draft and the Sabres, but if you don't mind, Bulldog and I were talking a few minutes ago about the Conn Smythe Trophy and the voting. This could be the night, game 6 mm-hmm. of the finals. And I was wondering if voters, this might be a good question or a terrible one, if voters would talk to each other about their plans with the vote. Just thinking that there is the possibility that a player from the losing team will maybe win the vote for the second straight year. And I don't know, maybe certain voters would want that not to happen, but Florida doesn't really necessarily make for an easy choice. So if you had a vote, would you want to know what your colleagues were doing, or would you find that unethical or what?
Well, I think there's talk in the press box on a nightly basis when you're covering games, and especially at the Cup Final, even as the pool of reporters grows for the Cup Final, the actual pool of reporters that vote on the Conn Smythe from the Cup Final is pretty small. It's normally about a dozen people. They try to make it a mix of outlets, that it's not dominated by places like ESPN or The Athletic that have larger staffs. I know we normally have 3 or 4 people amongst that group of 12 are typically athletic reporters that have covered the Stanley Cup Final from start to finish. You've normally got beat reporters that get priority, people like Daniel Nugent Bowman, who covers the Oilers for us. And then you've obviously got national people who've been following it sort of all throughout, if you will, and a combination of people from the broadcasters. But I think naturally you do a lot... As you guys know, having been around it, you stand around a lot in this industry. There's a right. sort of running joke among sports journalists that it's a hurry up and wait industry, where you're waiting for players in the locker room or you're waiting for press conferences to start. And there's a real fraternity that gets together for drinks after games. And I think it's one of the great things about the hockey world, if you will, is that it's a pretty tight-knit group of reporters. So I've never voted on the Conn Smythe, but I can imagine having been in many bars with the people who do, and in many press boxes with the people who do, that that there's some chatter. I don't think people go out of the way to influence other people's votes, but I think there's naturally it's a topic of conversation. It's the classic sort of morning at the office, around the cooler, whatever you want to call it, whatever cliche you want to use. I think there's a lot of that with the Conn Smythe every year, and particularly this year after McDavid won it on a losing team a year ago, which I think you were kind of alluding to there.
Well, yes.
I am of the opinion that you vote regardless of a year ago, but knowing some of my colleagues, I would expect that after the way that McDavid handled it a year ago, not really coming onto the ice, et cetera, that it would be pretty surprising for them 2 years in a row if they were to vote for McDavid. Frankly, and I don't know what language you're allowed to use on the radio here, but I think that's BS. I think you forget what happened a year ago, even if McDavid didn't love the idea of winning it, even if you voted for him a year ago and you believe that someone on the Florida Panthers should get a chance to win it when they've won the Stanley Cup twice. If McDavid's been the most impactful player in these playoffs and most valuable player to his team in these playoffs, I think it has to be him. Now, I think there's reasonable arguments to be made that it's Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand or one of the top Panthers. But I think if it goes to seven, even if they lose, if McDavid has a big game tonight and it goes to seven, the way that he and Leon Draisaitl have played, I think they have every bit as strong a case for the Conn Smythe as any of the Panthers do. And I would not be reluctant just because it happened a year ago to do it again. I think that's the wrong way to think about it.
All right. Definitely respect that outlook there. Do you mind telling us if you had a vote, who might you vote for? Recognize that you're not like day to day covering the series. You're more on the prospect end of things here, obviously. What would you do?
Yeah, we're still potentially two games away. I think if you had told me, sort of asked me today, not knowing what the results of the series will be, who the best player in these playoffs have been, I would probably go to Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid before I would go to Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand, who have been great and have been clutch. Mm-hmm. And we've heard the stats about Marchand being the first player to score, or the second player ever to score 5 goals in 2 different cup finals. And obviously Bennett has set the record for most road goals in a Stanley Cup playoff run. And they've both had big, big moments, but on a night to night basis, Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid draw all the attention of every team they play. The beauty of the Florida Panthers is their depth. And as a result, Brad Marchand on the third line and Sam Bennett don't draw the same amount of attention. They aren't required to lift as heavily as Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are. And I think those are the two best players in the world potentially right now. Certainly along with Nathan MacKinnon, I think those are the 3 best players in the world. And I think they've been the 2 best players and the 2 most impactful players for their teams in these playoffs. So I would lean, certainly if they win, it's got to be one of those two. But even if they lose, I might still lean one of those two.
Very good. Scott Wheeler of The Athletic with us. So the draft is in 10 days, June 27th. The Sabres pick 9th. I think this is the first year, is it not, where teams will not be present?
And I think the only year, because I think, Scott, they're going to swing back to a central draft location. This seemed maybe like a good idea in theory, but it seems like there's been a lot of pushback wishing they hadn't done it.
Yeah, there has. This is, I think, going to be a 1-1 decentralized draft. That for those who are unfamiliar, the NHL voted a couple of summers ago now to move towards a decentralized draft. A lot of it came out of Nashville and travel nightmares getting out of the draft in Nashville a couple of years ago, and just how close the NHL draft is in the calendar to free agency and the consequences of having general managers and assistant general managers stuck in airports while they should be preparing for free agency. So part of what I think the next CBA will try to address is that gap, sort of moving the draft and free agency maybe a couple of days further apart to account for that. But I think part of what's going to happen after this year's unique draft, and it'll be in a theater in Los Angeles instead of an arena, it'll be just the top 50 players and their families, the actual staff from all of the NHL organizations that are typically on the draft floor will not be in attendance. And it's mostly going to be players and agents and their families rather than NHL team staff who will have remote setups in order to send their picks in, a lot like we see in the NFL and in the NBA. So they're trying it out. I don't think it's going to be a major success. And frankly, though they haven't said so publicly, I think they've already made the decision that they're going to go back to a centralized draft for next year.
All right. So the Sabres have the ninth pick. In general, Scott, I'll speak for myself and maybe many of our listeners. It's just like maybe about now starting to get acclimated who's who and what might be best here in terms of strategy. What kind of draft is it? Is it above average, below average for like overall talent or even just maybe top 10 with the Sabres sitting at nine?
It's a below average draft. I've been on record throughout this season saying that this draft doesn't really get me excited. Now, in saying that, I think when people talk about that, the draft that way, it typically takes on a life of its own. And I actually find when people talk over and over, whether it's scouts or media, about a draft being a below average draft, I actually find that the pendulum typically swings in terms of the group think about the draft. The pendulum typically swings too far. And as a result, poor drafts actually become undervalued. People are too eager to get rid of picks in bad drafts and too eager to sort of trade out of bad drafts or trade back in bad drafts. Where the Sabres are picking specifically, there are still going to be future stars either at their pick or in the pick shortly after theirs who go on to be top six forwards in the NHL, top four defensemen in the NHL. There's going to be Stanley Cup winners from this draft. That's just the way that the draft is. It plays out that way, even in a weaker draft class. And draft, I don't talk about it the way that I talked about 2012, for example, which will go down as one of the worst drafts in NHL history. But we've been spoiled the last couple of years, and this isn't 2024 or 2023, which I would qualify as excellent drafts. So at nine, there will be good players there. It's a very center-heavy draft. Typically, you talk to NHL scouts, seven or eight of their top 10 prospects in this draft are listed as centers. Now, some of those centers could end up on the wing in the NHL, but a center-heavy draft, a year after a draft that was stocked sort of full at the top with defensemen, this draft class is much lighter on defensemen at the draft after presumptive number one pick Matthew Schaefer, who is the premium prospect in this draft and one of the premium D prospects that we've seen in recent years. But certainly where the Sabres are drafting, there will be one or two defensemen in that range rather than the typical three or four defensemen in that range that teams consider. And there will be multiple centers in particular that are available to them there that they will have to mull over.
Do you have thoughts on guys that could be good fits considering what they've already got in the pipeline, or is that a flawed way to approach deciding who to pick?
I think in an ideal world, the one thing that the Sabres would really like to add and inject into their pool is a sort of ultra-competitive type.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A sort of physical, hard to play against. Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be a throwback, if you will. But you look at their pool right now, they've got a lot up front. They've got a lot of sort of 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot forwards who are sort of skilled finesse players, can make plays, read the game at a high level, some good skaters in that mix. But a lot of players who kind of look the same, whether it's Konsta Hellenius, Isak Rosén, Noah Östlund. It's just a collection of forward prospects in particular that kind of have started to feel really similar. I think that's a big reason why they traded Matt Savoy, who also had a little bit of that sort of look to him in terms of an undersized, skilled forward. Ironically, Matt Savoy was actually, I would argue, the most competitive, the hardest working of those players, although Noah Östlund gets very, very high grades for that as well. But they could use a little bit of jam in their pool. And there are two players in this draft who sort of fit that mold with emphasis. One of them is a center of the Sioux Greyhounds by the name of Brady Martin. Brady is a farm boy off the ice and a farm boy on the ice in terms of just that hardworking, get after it, physical, bowls guys over, hardest hitting player in the draft, ultra competitive center. I've kind of compared him throughout the course of this season to guys like Mike Richards, who've been sort of really the heart and soul centers of their organization. Sam Bennett, and we're seeing the impact that Sam Bennett is having on the Stanley Cup playoffs right now. I think those are two players that kind of feel a little bit like Brady Martin. Now, Brady is not likely to be there at nine. He was viewed as sort of a mid-first round pick coming into this year, but was a real riser over the course of the season because of his unique sort of DNA and his intensity, his motor. And I now expect that he'll go in the sort of 4 to 7 range directly in front of them. But there is another player who fits that mold who could and will likely be available to them there, and that's Kayshon Aitchison. I'm not convinced they'll take Kayshon Aitchison, but he would certainly check that box. Kayshon is a defenseman rather than a center like Brady Martin, but plays the game with intensity, physical sort of imposition, knocks guys around, really strong, and also scored 30-plus goals as a defenseman in the OHL this year, which is very rare, has a big point shot, likes to attack both offensively and defensively and sort of take charge of shifts. He comes with some mistakes, plays on instinct, and can make some mistakes out there, but sort of would add something to their pool that they maybe don't have. There are other players in that range that I think would be potential fits for them. They've got a very big blue line that they've built, obviously, in terms of length in Buffalo. And there's another of that variety in Radim Mertka of the Seattle Thunderbirds, 6'5", 6'6" defenseman who can really skate, would fit in nicely on a blue line that already has Owen Power and Rasmus Dahlin and Matias Samuelsson. And then there are a couple of other really interesting forwards. Roger McQueen of the Brandon Wheat Kings was marred by back injuries over the course of the last two seasons, but was viewed as a potential top five pick in this draft before the injury troubles. He's now going to go, I think, in that 9, 10, 11 range in this draft and could be a consideration for them. Big, big center with lots of skill, would also add something to their pool that they're maybe missing in terms of the size element. He's not the ultra competitor that a Brady Martin is, but a 6'5 center who's got legit skill and does not look like the 5'10, 5'11 types that they have in their forward group. So there's a good mix there that could be available to them, and a lot of players with some sort of really legit potential, if you will.
We've already touched on it, Scott, some similarities in some of their higher end prospects that are already playing, already have played in Rochester. How do you feel about their pool overall? It feels like maybe the shine is starting to come off a little bit. Like they were very highly rated for a few years running, and now I'm getting the feel that maybe they're getting a little thin.
Yeah, it started to thin out a little bit. Some of that is just graduating Zach Benson and Yuri Kulich maybe a little bit earlier than people expected that those guys would graduate. Some of it is trading Matt Savoy for Ryan McLeod, which I think some of it has been parlayed into NHL players already. Some of it has been used to go and acquire a legit sort of top nine NHL player in McLeod. And I still think there's more coming. Isak Rosén is the one who's tricky because he's starting to feel maybe like a bit of a quadruple A guy. And by quadruple A guy, I mean that sort of in between the AHL and the NHL. He's a high-end top six forward at the AHL level who can score on the power play and has speed and can really shoot the puck. But he doesn't likely fit in as a top six NHL player and might not fit in as a bottom six NHL player. So you start to wonder about where Rosén sort of fits into the future of the Sabres as they're also trying to get better and not have to rely so much on young players. Östlund is a player who I know they're very high on and they fully expect is going to be a part of their future moving forward here as a top nine center. He's a natural center, could become a winger, but it plays with a defensive conscience despite not being the biggest or strongest kid. So there are some pieces there, even on the blue line. Vesevold, Komarov, Nikita Novikov, two legit Russian defensemen who could be depth of D for them moving forward here. They took Adam Kleber in the second round a year ago. Maxim Sturback is a legit college player at Michigan State, who are one of the favorites heading into this college hockey season. So there is still some depth coming, but they don't have the true top prospect. They don't have a Tage Thompson or a Rasmus Dahlin or an Owen Power coming.
Scott, in just 2 minutes or less here, as we've kept you a while already, can you believe the Sabres? I mean, this is 14 years without a playoff appearance. That's insane stuff. There probably isn't a short answer that you might have for or explanation for it, but I don't know. It doesn't necessarily feel like things are about to get better to me. We lost Scott. He almost dropped off a couple of times.
Right, then that was it.
Well, that'll have to go unanswered, and that's fine.
That's just how that goes sometimes, yeah. All right.
Is there a bulldog, though? Should I ask you? Is there a good explanation for the Sabres? I mean,
commitment.
Yeah, right. I mean,
That's it. That's the word, commitment. For whether it's, you know, starting right at the top and just rolling right through. I think that's what it is.
It was interesting his answer on the Conn Smythe. I was ready to ask him the follow-up question about the idea, like would a voter necessarily mind or care that the winner was from the losing team twice in a row? Would it necessarily be something you'd want to avoid for whatever reason? He talked enough about that, but he did say that some voters might hold it against McDavid that last year he wasn't thrilled to win.
Right.
Well, you know, so then we won't give you the prize. That seems kind of petty.
Yeah, right.
And Scott said of himself, he would not do it that way.
Right.
But, you know, they're human. And they might feel like as sort of keepers of the award.
Yeah.
So if you don't want it, we'll give it to someone who does.
I would be surprised if they lost tonight, if McDavid or Drysdale were given that award, got enough votes to win the award. I'm not saying people wouldn't vote for them, but I'd be surprised. And obviously a better likelihood if they push it to a game seven and lose like they did last year. But even then, I think they got to win the cup for one of them to win it. I think I appreciate Scott's objectivity about it. I just feel like people that if the pool is similar enough to last year, I don't know that I would hold against McDavid that he was, you know, upset because they lost and didn't come out for pictures or whatever happened there. But just the idea of awarding it to a player on the losing team 2 years in a row, I don't know that I would want to put my name on that.
It's a tough vote. McDavid was this much more above Draisaitl last year, I think. Like, he was the choice last year, and it's not that right now. I would vote for Draisaitl before McDavid, like right now. So Edmonton is split. And Florida is split, so it could be, I don't know, they have ties?
I don't think that's ever happened.
And he said it's a pretty small number of people that do vote. I think he said 12, something like that.
I was surprised about that, too.
It could end up tied. I don't know what happens then. I know I won't be able to watch the game because I don't have the channel that it's on.
The tie goes to the runner.
Which, the tie goes to the winner, how about? I don't know. We'll see. 803-0550 to join us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.